Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, and it is Tuesday, February 8th. February. It's spelled February, but I think that's silent. February. That's what everybody says. English is weird. Anyway, let's do some news. All right, so we left a little bit out yesterday, so we had some to work with today. So I'll be going back to that a little bit. Did you guys see that the town of Mammoth Lakes received $38 million of California Housing Accelerator Award? It's pretty awesome. February 3rd, Governor Newsom announced more than $923 million in awards for affordable housing projects across California as part of the California Housing Accelerator, a $1.75 billion investment to provide bridge funding to shovel-ready projects that were otherwise unable to begin construction because of a shortage of federal tax credits and bonds. Pacific West Communities, Inc. was awarded $38,656,617 for Phase 1 of the Parcel Affordable Housing Project. Lord knows Mammoth needs that. Under the California Housing Accelerator Program, affordable housing projects get the funds they need to break ground, creating much-needed housing for those most in need. The Housing Accelerator prioritizes projects for those experiencing homelessness and for those below 30% of the area median income. To learn more about this, you can see it at Eastern Sierra Now, or go to the town of Mammoth Lakes. They put out a very fancy newsletter every week with a lot of really good information, and that's where we get a lot of our stuff from, Mammoth Lakes. So you can check that out there. I think that's something Mammoth needs more than anything else, is actual housing for people that can actually do the jobs required to keep the place running, because there's infrastructure problems up there as far as I'm concerned. And that comes from, like, for instance, yesterday, the H-2B visas that were not being filled out. Well, a lot of migrant workers work at the mountain and all over the place. So if these people aren't showing up to actually do these jobs, we're in trouble. And if they're not doing it because they don't have a place to stay, you know, not everybody's the CEO of a major corporation like people in Mammoth want to be. You have a lot of people that cannot afford to live there. A local restaurateur friend of mine up there told me that the employees of their restaurant mostly live in Bishop because they can't even afford, much less find a place in Mammoth. That's a serious problem. And I know I'm not the first one coming. I know all the town leaders are going, "Hey, that Jesse's onto something." I know this is me jumping into the deep end when it's already been going for years, but this is a problem. You know, another issue that I have, and I brought this up with the same friend, is Bishop. With DWP, for instance, you know, it's kept this place from turning into San Bernardino, which is great. You know, we have all the land for roaming around and having a good time. That's wonderful. But the double-edged sword is we can't purchase land. We can't do anything else here. And that comes down to issues like these housing projects. And my suggestion would be, and it would require a big handout from DWP, is the problem, is probably why it won't happen. And I'm not knocking DWP. I have a lot of friends and family that work for DWP, so this is, I'm not on the hate train. Bennett Kessler 2.0. God rest your soul, Bennett. This is like just a good idea. Why don't we take the surrounding areas of Bishop, especially going towards the airport? There's a lot of land out there that's just desert. Why doesn't DWP open that up for development for only housing? So, and even condos, you know, apartments and stuff, not even houses. So that way we can fit in small amount of area, 6 or 7 families per building even, you know, and so, and then get the companies that want to make this happen to put it in, and then they have to do a lease through DWP, or DWP just gives the land to them or whatever. You know, there's people that want to build apartment structures and houses if they just had the ability. So don't open it up for Walmart and stuff like that and Bed Bath and Beyond and everything. Open it up for housing, because if you could get enough houses to where the people that already live here can actually live here, all the prices are going to go down. Everything's going to work out better for everyone. I can't see why this is a bad idea. Now, granted, I'm not in this in this world, so I don't know much about it. Maybe there's something that's like, well, Jesse, here's why that doesn't happen, you know, and or shouldn't. That could be the case. And if you have an answer to that, comment on this or hit me up, info@EasternSierraNow. But when you're there, go subscribe to Eastern Sierra Now, since it's right there on the first page. So that way you can keep getting this stuff. I'm getting a lot of you. Thank you all, by the way. A lot of people have reached out to me in the last couple of days telling me they're subscribed and they love getting all the stories that I post. And it's so good to have a news source here in town that's reliable and gets stuff out really soon and to the point. Because there's a lot of news, like, say, papers, for instance. They're all doing a fantastic job, especially when you think about the fact that all the funding has been pulled and there's no money anywhere. So you have one or two people actually putting out those papers every week. That is a lot of work, and my hat goes off to them. But they're not the same thing as what I'm doing, because they get these stories and they post them for once, twice a week publication. I'm getting things posted within minutes sometimes when I get them. So anything that you want posted, just get it to me and I'll get it on, right? Sometimes I'm doing this from my phone, wherever I'm at. You know, that's kind of what I'm trying to pull, is be the first to get everything up all the time. You know, most places, even like the radio stations and stuff, theirs is for the newscast that they do once a day. I do this newscast, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock every day, but I'm posting on Eastern Sierra Now and Instagram and Facebook and everything every single day, every single story that comes out. So it's a lot of work. And speaking of that, if you have a business, because if you do, I think this is the place for you to advertise. We are getting so many hits lately that it is ridiculous. And so many people are reaching out, like I was saying, about subscribing and just being a part of this. We got a new patron today, by the way. We'll be mentioning that at the end. So that's fantastic. But any of this stuff helps, because if I can make a living doing this, then I can keep doing this and get more people to do it. I've had some reporters reach out to me wanting work right now, and I would love to do that. Like, more than anything, I would love to be able to pay somebody else to be doing some of this for me. But not only for that, but because it's not just my perspective. That's super important to me, that it's not just one person's perspective or political views or intentions or whatever. It needs to be a bunch of people, a conglomeration, because that's what we are, a community. And that's what I'm trying to do, is be part of the community. So if you have an ad that you'd like to get out there, you have a business or just an event or something, please hit me up. It's info@EasternSierraNow.com. I would love to get you going with a whole advertising plan. You know, Patreon, like I said, you can donate money if you want to. Just anything to help keep us going, because I do have bills. I have to pay the internet and everything else that requires to make this happen. So, and keeping this up to date every second, like I'm trying to do, at least the best I very well can, requires me to be home and working on this. So I can't go get a job. Can't go get a job. You know, that's kind of what I think my parents might think. But the fact is, I think that this is something that's really important for our area. And I think that it's really good. And I've heard nothing but amazing comments, you know, about, hey, you're doing a great job. I'm trying to stay unbiased and in the middle and do the best I can to really just get the facts out there and let people make up their minds about stuff, not tell them what to believe. Because that's what I really don't like about news. If the organization doesn't like the news, they just don't post it, because it's going to be, you know, inflammatory, or it's something they don't personally believe in. Well, that's crap. If it's news, it's news. And a lot of stuff we post isn't even news. It's just something that's like, you know, like a GoFundMe yesterday for my friend Ron. That's not actually news, but it's something that as a community we care about. And I think that's what's important about Eastern Sierra Now. And I'm really loving getting to head that up and help grow that into a place where we all just care about each other as a community. The Eastern Sierra is big, but it is small. And we all need to be there for each other. And it doesn't matter who believes what and who believes this. And I'm not trying to get into political rant here, but it's just, that's the only things I see keeping us from wellness, you know, I mean, if you want to put it at that, at least happiness is stirring the pot. You've got the people stirring the pot and, oh, you should be mad about that and you should be mad about that. Well, how about go the opposite direction? You should be happy about that. You should be happy about this. Oh, here's how we can make that better, by helping each other. Not, oh, heck with that guy. We need to stop him, or we need to stop her, or we need to hate. That's the wrong way to go about it. And if you're following somebody that does that, you need to stop and rethink your life a little bit and say, wait a second. Hate is never the answer. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous to think that many people can have that same opinion of hatred. And that's what this country has pushed in the last bunch of years. And what I've seen, especially politically, is divisiveness, dividing us from each other, when the fact is, who cares what your neighbor thinks? Can you go borrow a cup of sugar once in a while? Absolutely. But if you're talking all this trash because, oh, they believe something different than you believe, well, you're not going to get that sugar anymore. You know what I mean? And that's kind of the point. I think we all need to go back to that and realize, wait a second, you know, just because I believe this or I know this person and that person said this or whatever, that doesn't mean we're not going to war here. This isn't the North and the South. So anyway, I'm going to get off my rant and go back to some news here since we've been going forever. But that's just something that was on my mind. I wanted to kind of talk about a little bit. So remember that the Winter Fitness Challenge is on. The Parks and Rec in Mammoth are offering 100 miles for $100, I believe is what. Yeah, that was it. So if you do 100 miles on your chosen winter activity, they'll give you $100. So as I told my girlfriend, who's basically a professional cyclist, if it's going a dollar for a mile here, how much do they owe you? And what did she say? Something like 5,600 or something like that for 2021. I don't think that's who they're going for. I think they're going more for the chubbies like me that don't do 100 miles in a car. So anyway, Parks and Rec, head that up, look at them in Mammoth and you'll get a hold of that. Another thing that Mammoth is wanting to remind people is the police department, in fact, wants to remind visitors and residents to follow town parking laws. I guess there's been a lot of people not doing that. It's been causing a bit of a problem. There's not a lot of snow right now, so it's not as big a problem, but once we get a couple of more dumps here, it's not good. Mammoth Lakes has experienced record visitation, which is impacting available parking, especially near busy ski lifts, areas such as Canyon Lodge and the Village. Parking enforcement officers are patrolling and issuing citations daily. You can avoid receiving a parking citation by not parking at the Lakes Basin closed gate at the east end of Lake Mary Road unless all four of your tires are on dirt and off pavement. What else do we got here? No parking in the no parking zone, so duh, on Highway 203, Minaret Road, Meridian, Eagle Lodge and Hillside, Rainbow Lane, Lakeview Boulevard, and Davison Road near Canyon Lodge at the Village of Mammoth, leaving the handicapped spaces for drivers with disabled person parking plaques. If you're the person that takes those and you aren't disabled, I want you to come find me because I'm going to punch you in the mouth. Parking facing the correct direction of travel. Only parking in designated spaces while at Shady Rest Park, not blocking fire hydrants or fire lane. I mean, these are all, this isn't like, Mammoth, you're being unreasonable. These are just laws that you have to follow in order to have a driver's license. So, you know, people need to calm down and just do the right thing. So there is a California Dream Fund. That sounds pretty sweet. California Dreaming Fund. On such a winter's day, stopping to a church. That means I'm just waiting for the thing to open is what I'm singing to you. There we go. So, please see the information below. So if you go to Eastern Sierra now, you can see this. There is a $35 million California Dream Fund program. The $35 million California Dream Fund program that will provide micro grants up to $10,000 to seed entrepreneurship and small business creation in California. Areas of focus will be childcare, service and cottage food, green technology, retail, and manufacturing. Full details coming soon with the grant anticipation to open next month. A little bit more information I have. Participating entrepreneur must complete a defined business training, one-on-one consulting, and a workable business plan. Participating entrepreneur, if you listen to this every day and you always wonder why I get so many little beeps and stuff, it's because I can't figure out how to turn off the text messaging on my computer. My phone is set to silent, but anytime I get a text message, I can't get it to stop beeping. I've turned off, please don't bother me right now, and it still comes through every single time. So anyway, that's what that beeping is. Let's get back to this. You have to do the one-on-one consulting and a workable business plan. You must have established a legal entity after July 1st, 2019, and entrepreneurs must meet the definition of a new business start. What is that? They have acquired all necessary permits to operate legally, and at least one of the following: has made a first sale, hired at least one employee, has created a business banking relationship, or has incurred a business expense, may include accounting and legal expenses. Well, I think pretty much that's pretty easy to do. I did all those in like the first day. Complete 8 modules of 11 allowable small business topics. Sessions are 6 to 90 minutes. Attendees can participate in person or via an online training or on demand portal. Training can be demographic, industry, or language specific. So there's a little bit more on that. Eastern Seer now. Go ahead and head that up and check it out. Sounds like there could be some money in that for somebody that really needs it right now to keep their business going and figure out how to start. Like me. I wish it was for news and entertainment. I would be there. Okay, what else do we have? We went over Lovesick. I'm going to do it again just because this is a play that I'm in and I want you to go. It's February 11th at Tom's Place. It's February 14th, Valentine's Day, at Warming Hut in Mammoth. And it is February 15th at Dos Alice Cafe. So if you go to Eastern Seer now, you can click on the link for that. You'll see the little heart in the shopping cart. And you can get your tickets for that. And they are going to go fast. It is a dinner theater situation. And it is hilarious. So I was working on some stuff for it last night. And I was making myself laugh so hard I was going to die. So, and that's just me doing my stuff. Imagine the rest of it, which is actually funny, not just me because I'm an idiot. So go click on that. Check it out. The one thing I didn't talk about with it yesterday is the theme is everything takes place. I talked about how it's about love and different situations of love, like falling in love or getting divorced or reconnecting in love, that kind of stuff. And they're all very funny takes on it. But the connecting theme is that it is all set in a super center, which is supposed to be like a super Walmart or even a Costco or something like that. So everything takes place through that. It doesn't mean they're all inside of there. It just means something about their story took place at a supercenter or in a supercenter or because of a supercenter. So it's actually really funny because there's a lot of the stuff we're used to, like check out at aisle 9, that kind of stuff. So go check it out. It is going to be a blast. The 15th annual California Waterfowl Bishop Banquet is March 12th. And that will be at the Tri-County Fairgrounds. And that's, well, y'all know where that is. So you can get your tickets early because it will sell out. This year it is limited to only 250 people. So a gold table will be $700. I think that's 8 seats. I don't count me on that because I don't know for sure. I'm pretty sure that's what it is 8. So you get memberships for that. You get dinner tickets. You get CWA banded mugs. One chance in the table raffle, but you can enter more if you want to. You get $320 in the general raffle. Tickets per table, early bird drawing. Purchase dinner tickets by March 1st to qualify for a chance for the early bird drawing. Purchase raffle tickets by March 1st and receive double progressive raffle tickets. I'm starting to get a little confused here. I think you need to go check out the website and see what's up. To purchase tickets, make a donation or whatever, contact Joe Pesci at 76, is it Joe Pesci? I think it's Joe Pexi. I got a little excited for a second. 760-784-0699 or Manny Kirana at 661-302-7488. You can also register online at calwaterfowl.org/events and select the Bishop Banquet page. Those are always fun events and people walk out with some really great prizes, so sign up for that, especially since there's only 250 people. That gives you some really good chances to get some cool stuff. One thing I noticed last night, right after we did the news, and this is very exciting for my buddy Sage, is the Akamaya Dance Studio had a great announcement yesterday. They're pleased to announce officially that the Bishop Rotary Club has provided a grant to purchase the wooden flooring and materials to complete the dance floor projects in Akamaya Margaret L. Romero Cultural Studio. The grant will purchase supplies needed for the wooden floor installation and also provide volunteers from Bishop Rotary Club to work with volunteers from Akamaya and complete this much needed improvement upon the dance studio floor. So, Sage Romero, that's his club, and he does a great job of making sure the youth of the native tribes and everybody gets the chance to learn about his culture that he loves so much and does such a great job of getting out there. So, Sage is reaching out, asking for help on tomorrow at 7 a.m. They are looking for volunteers to help pour leveling concrete on the studio floor in preparation for the wooden dance floor install. Volunteers will help haul cement in wheelbarrows to be poured on floor and leveled. Physically demanding work, but they will be providing lunch, so sounds worth it to me. For more info, it's 760-937-1910 or Akamaya Group, which is akamyagroup@gmail.com. Always a great event here with some of my favorite people. The 12th annual Mono County Poetry Out Loud competition, produced in cooperation with the Mono Arts Council and Mammoth Lakes Repertory Theater, took place Friday, February 4th at the Mono Arts Council Gallery Space. You can actually watch it if you would like. If you go to Eastern Sierra now, there's a link to actually watch the event. Yesenia Martinez, a 10th grade student at Lee Vining High School, Sophie McMahon, a 9th grade student at Mammoth High School, and Katerina Reeve, an 11th grade student at Colville High School, each presented two poems to the judges and the receptive, intimate audience in accordance with the rules of Poetry Out Loud competition. All three young people did an excellent job, with Sophie McMahon delivering the winning presentation and moving on to the state competition. Sophie McMahon recited Mad Song by Donald Davy and The Glories of Our Blood and State by James Shirley. Yesenia Martinez recited Across the Bay by William Blake and April Love by Ernest Dowson. And Katerina Reeve recited Cartoon Physics Part 1 by Nick Flynn and I Hear America Singing by Walt Whitman. So good job to them, and congratulations especially to Sophie. She's a cool kid. I know her from doing plays. Good for you. Keep going. And thank you, Mono Arts Council and Mammoth Rep, for putting that on. There is a special meeting February 9th for Mammoth Lakes Town Council. If you'd like the agenda for that, head over, of course, to Eastern Sierra Now. I need to come up with a page where those are all just listed all the time instead of just on the main page, because it's hard to find them there. I'll figure that out. I am thinking that, oh, we should talk about this. So there's prescribed burns today. So if you happen to see something on fire out in the, you know, meadow by Sherwin areas in Mammoth, you can not worry about it, because that is what's going on. I don't need to read the story. Just know there are prescribed burns. And if you do want to read it, Eastern Sierra Now. I think that is it. We have gone a long time today. I went over to Brood Awakening this morning and got a crunch wrap because Taco Bell got rid of that, and that's one of my favorite things. So, or wait, no, they still have the crunch wrap. They got, there's the Mexican pizza they got rid of. I'm gonna have to get Brood Awakening to come up with a Mexican pizza. But anyway, crunch wrap at Brood Awakening is amazing, along with the Dirty Bean, which is what I drink every time. So head on down to Brood Awakening in Big Pine. Trust me, you'll be very happy that you did. So we are gonna end with, as I promised, our new patron. So we have Chandra, Margaret, Tomato Head, D, Ida, Deborah, Valerie, Tiffany, and now Fran. Thank you so much, Fran, for jumping on, and everybody else for having remained a part of Eastern Sierra Now's patron and keeping us going. We will continue to work very hard and earn your not only respect, but donation. Thank you so very much. So that's going to be it for today. We will be back tomorrow before 5. And in the meantime, have a great day and a wonderful evening. This has been Eastern Sierra Now. I am Jesse Steele, and you are not, and that is for the best.